I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guy.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. It's the final segment here, and we got Chef Andy to hang over. Well, maybe he's got a hangover, but I hope not. But
no hangover.
All right. Well, that's cool. So, Bob, take it away.
Well, I'm just hanging out here with Randy and Andy at the Grillin' Guys show. Listen, Andy, I wanted to talk about this marinade I found. I'm actually making it tonight for myself because I'm home alone. and this is one my wife would not eat because it has harissa, a whole bunch of it, and I love harissa. And if you don't know what that is, it's a Moroccan flavoring. It's just beautiful. But I'm going to actually use it for chicken breasts, even though the recipe I found shows it for lamb or beef kebabs. I just want to marinate chicken breasts in it because I think it'll be a sight for sore eyes. So I sent you a copy of that. What do you think of that marinade?
I love it. It's simple. And again, when I do my cooking, I don't put more than five to six ingredients in my
recipe.
What you have here is perfect.
Isn't the apple pie spice cool?
It is cool.
That really grabbed me.
So
it's a great blend.
Yeah.
So where do you get that? I have never. I'm not a baker.
McCormick's.
Okay.
Yep.
They have an apple pie spice.
McCormick's has everything, man.
Sure.
They built the spice world.
Yep.
They sailed the seas 200 years ago and set up spice mills.
So go for it. Let's talk about the recipe.
That's what we're doing.
What's in it?
So it is Greek yogurt, lemon juice, lime EVO, and then I buy this, and you can buy it in a lot of places, but it's a small jar of harissa paste. And do you happen to know what peppers they use in that?
No, I don't. Tell me about it.
I don't either. It's they're obviously red, and they're hot, and it's just a really unique flavor, and that's the cool thing about peppers. And I believe I learned a long time ago that all peppers came from South America originally. But anyway, there's like 150 different peppers. And the one they're using for that has a flavor that is so unique and so cool. And like I'm thinking habanero, it has its own profile too. That's just different. This is something like that. But then you're going to put in some cumin. And I'm thinking I might want to toast that cumin. And then a little
that's a great idea,
apple
Andy?
Pie spice.
I would toast your cumin for sure. You would add another layer of flavor, and I think you'd be happy with it. I can't wait to hear about it tonight.
Yeah, I've never tried that. That is awesome. And then some kosher salt and some skinless, boneless chicken breasts. And I'm going to grill those. So I'll try your 5 and 7. I'll leave the tail on one.
I want to see that grill mark tonight too. Take a picture. Go live with it. I want to make sure you did it right.
And if you see it, if you see an elegant array of, you know, linen and china and everything and just one plate, that'll be me.
Yeah. That's okay. You got to love yourself, right?
Yes.
Hey, Andy, I'm switching gears here. Easter's coming around the corner for us, and some people cook lamb. And there's a whole bunch of our listeners that are afraid of it, and they think it's going to be strong. They don't know how to, you know, they don't like the flavor of the fat. And can you give us some tips on lamb?
Yeah, to kind of take away that gamey flavor of lamb, I would do like a Greek yogurt or lemon juice. It helps to stabilize that flavor with that Greek yogurt. If you marinate that for 8 to 12 hours, you would take away that gamey flavor. And I think more listeners would give it a try at least once. I would do a lamb chop. I just like the cut of lamb chops. You could do a leg of lamb if you want. That would be a longer process of more slow and low for that. It would take, you want that to be more fork tender when you're cooking that as well. But lamb chops would be the go-to for that one. Just give it a try.
And you, and a lamb chop, you're grilling that on a medium to high heat quickly, And you're going to serve it medium to medium rare, right?
Correct. Exactly. Yep.
Yep. So those are, and you can get, go over to Sobeys this time of year. He's got lamb chops in the counter. You know, they got the little lollipop ones that come off a rack of lamb, and then there's the ones that they cut into a little bit thicker chop. That's what we're talking about, is that thicker one maybe, than just a, the rack of lamb. So, but anyway, that's cool. Bob, you had one more marinade on here, a sweet Italian marinade. What are your thoughts on that?
Andy, have you ever known a sweet Italian?
Oh, I have.
Most of them are spicy.
This one I found on a wonderful site online, and it was just, I altered it to bring Old World Olive Company's products into this, but it's basically their rosé white balsamic and the garlic EVO with some dried oregano, some sea salt, chopped roasted red pepper, love roasted red pepper, and fresh basil with shallots. And this, again, is a, it's, they were showing it for chicken breasts or pork tenderloin. And I think I might try that one on some pork tenderloin, because I'm not big on Italian marinades with chicken. I'm just, I don't know, tried it enough times. And pork tenderloin always needs help, in my opinion. It's one of those meats that doesn't impress me or thrill me. Jop, do you
it's
like?
It's not loaded with flavor because it's a tenderloin and it's not marbled.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's pure muscle meat, and it's very rarely marbled. There's a fat cap on it usually, but that's it. And I think that's why
it needs
flavor.
I'm talking about a tenderloin.
Oh, okay. All right. So there is no fat cap on a tenderloin, but it's still muscle meat.
It's kind of a gross meat.
Yeah. But anyway.
I have a problem with
Andy,
that.
Andy, I got one more for you, that because it seems like every restaurant I go to that's up on a middle to upper scale has Brussels sprouts on their menu as either an appetizer or a side.
Yep.
My wife is made some, and it was close, but it wasn't there. So as far as
what'd she do,
the flavor, I wasn't watching, but when she served them, it was a B to B plus. They weren't A. They weren't, the flavor wasn't there, because what she did is she took the balsamic and reduction and squirted it on there after they were cooked, kind of like a sauce.
Yeah.
But how do we get them crispy? Are they deep fried? Are they pan fried? Are they oven baked? What is the method for this Brussels sprouts? Because I feel like a lot of people try it and don't hit it.
Can I ask you briefly? Were they not cooked enough?
No,
because that's very often the case, and that makes them less than.
But the outside leaves were burnt.
Oh.
I mean, they were black.
So her temperature was too high.
I don't know, but I'm asking Andy. And just for the recipe and the technique, please.
So there's a couple different ways. You can fry them, deep fry them, flash fry them. That would give you that texture that you're looking for to make it an A. Or you can do, like, in a pan sear as well. So you would cut the Brussels sprout in half lengthwise. So you're going to straight down. And a minute, take them
we
out,
lost you for a second there.
You
cut
you
it in half and then go from there.
Cut them in, so you can cut them in half, and then after that you can get a little stock pot going with water, salted water. You can add them in the Brussels sprouts after they're cut into the pot of water and boil them for like a minute. Take them out and then drain them, and then add them to a pan, a cast iron pan, and like add a little oil, and then add them into that, and then sear, cook them that way. You only want to cook them for like 3 to 4 minutes if you're going more healthy.
Which is where we're going for everybody. Yeah. And the boiling part is what she missed on that one.
Yeah, so it cooks it more evenly, because if you just cut it in half and then cook it, it doesn't cook evenly. And then you're having some crispy parts like on the outside, and then it's not cooked all the way in the middle and everything like that. So I would parboil them.
You know, at the Flat River Grill in Lowell?
Yep.
Have you ever had theirs?
No, I have not.
I think they're deep frying them. Probably the same method.
I think they are deep frying them out there.
They're awesome. Because
use the sweet chili after they're cooked.
Oh, nice.
And then you leave that in the pan to get it a little sticky?
You would do it at the end, because if you add it too soon, then your Brussels sprouts are going to stick to the pan, and then it won't cook evenly. So after you cook for like 3 to 4 minutes your Brussels sprouts. Throw them in a bowl and then add your maple or your sweet chili sauce in, top it, and then serve it.
Hey, buddy, thanks for joining us. We're out of time. Chef Andy Schultz, Four Chefs Catering. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Get out there, fire up a grill, and make it a great week. We'll see you.